Good morning. This is Lee Quinones with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Whom am I speaking with? I'm sorry, can you say your name again, ma'am?
This is Sergeant Delgadillo.
And you will be serving as the interpreter?
Yes, I'll be translating for Gonzalez.
Okay. Have you served as a translator before in one of these hearings?
Negative, sir, not in the hearing.
Okay, thank you. Are you just going to relay, which is fine. I just want to make sure that it's a method that's comfortable for you in the, you know, relaying from this board through you to the inmate.
Do you want me to ask him if he feels comfortable that I translate for him?
No. I'm asking about you. Are you comfortable with relaying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what I will do is I will try to move slow. Enough.
Okay.
But at the same time, you want to kind of move this along too. So I'm going to go ahead and start the hearing.
Okay.
Now, officer, I'm just going to read a few sentences at a time, and then you can relay to Mr. Gonzalez, correct?
Okay.
Mr. Gonzalez, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Were you able to hear that?
Yes, and his ADC number?
It's 28, 52.7.
Thank you very much. Mr. Gonzalez, you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest.
Estamos en la del parole hearing para... Can you repeat the last part, please?
He's appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a parole hearing to consider regular parole.
To consider what, I'm sorry?
At regular parole.
Regular parole, okay.
Absolute discharge or home arrest.
Okay. Is it consent in hearing, I think? Para considerar un estado absoluto?
Or
considerate,
no home arrest, because there's an ICE
detainer. Thank you. I forgot about that. Missed that in the rewrite. Officer, is it Delrio?
Yes, sir.
I made a mistake there. He's not being considered for home arrest because he has an ICE detainer.
Okay. No va a ser considerado para arresto, estar arrestado en su casa porque tiene un detenido del ICE. Tiene, como que está esperando todavía que considera que estuve con ICE.
Sí.
So, tiene, esta hearing es para su absoluto descargo del sistema para, no va a tener opción de estar libertado en casa porque tiene el hold de ICE. So, ¿te entiendes?
Sí, que, pero yo me voy para mi país,
¿eh? He's asking if he's going back to if he's being deported.
He will be considered for deportation when he is eventually finished with his prison sentence.
Dice que va a ser considerado ser deportado hasta que termine su sentencia.
I would like to introduce him to the members of the board.
Lo voy a introducir a los miembros del board. He understood.
Okay. On the board today, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Está introduciendo a las personas que están en el board. He's listening.
Our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright.
Dr. C.T. Wright. Dr. Sonic is on the attorney board.
The Honorable Mr. David Newell. And my name is Luis Quiñones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Luis Quiñones va a ser participando como el lead de la corte.
I will begin the hearing with a summary.
Va a empezar la hearing con una con un corto conclusión.
Mr. Gonzalez is 60 years old. The crime of attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor occurred.
Está detenido.
Occurred sometime during the years between 1987 and 1989. He was approximately 21 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle. The victim was a child under the age of 6.
La víctima era un menor de la edad de 6 años. Menor de 6 años.
Mr. Gonzalez pled guilty and was sentenced to 10 years of imprisonment.
Mr. Gonzalez se dio culpable y le dio una sentencia de 10 años.
He has a sentence end date of February 27th, 2023.
Can you repeat that again, please?
He has a sentence end date of
February 27th, 2023.
He also has an ICE detainer. And lifetime probation.
Y tiene probation de por vida.
I will read a summary of the offense in question.
Va a leer una conclusión de las preguntas.
Mr. Gonzalez sexually molested a victim on 3 occasions.
Mr. Gonzalez abusó sexualmente a la víctima en 3 ocasiones.
Between 1987 and 1989.
Durante el año 1987 y 1989.
Beginning when the victim was 4 years old.
Empezando cuando la víctima tenía 4 años.
These offenses occurred when the victim was alone with Mr. Gonzalez in their house.
Esto pasó cuando la víctima estaba solo con usted en su casa.
When they were alone, on one occasion, pardon me. When they were alone in her mother's car while her mother was in the store.
You said the mother's car?
Yes.
Or también cuando estaba en la carro cuando la mamá estaba en la tienda.
The victim's mother was able to confirm that Mr. Gonzalez.
La madre de la víctima pudo confirmar que Mr. Gonzalez
would often be alone with the victim.
Est- estaba hacer solo usted con la víctima.
And help him to take care of her daughter.
Y ayudaba a cuidar a su hija.
When she and her husband were working.
Cuando ella y su esposo estaban trabajando.
I'm just going to keep it a short summary of the crime, okay, Officer Don Rio.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Gonzalez has received limited programming in the Department of Corrections.
Mr. Gonzalez ha tenido limitado los programas que ha tomado en el Departamento de Correcciones.
With no sex offender treatment.
No ha tenido tratamiento de sex offender.
Officer Delirio, if you could ask him if he's received sex offender treatment.
¿Ha tenido usted tratamiento de sex offender? ¿Ha tenido usted tratamiento aquí en el la prisión? ¿Ha tenido tratamiento como clases o...?
Ya estuve en dos clases aquí.
¿Dos clases? ¿Cuáles clases eran?
Comunicación con la familia.
You said you had two classes here, communication with family y ¿cuál otra?
La cultura. La cultura. Diversas culturas, padre.
Cultural diversity as well.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. According to Mr. Gonzalez's progress report, he has a release plan that only states he wants to return to Guatemala to be with his family.
Su plan de progreso, nada más dice que quiere regresar a Guatemala, está con su familia.
Sí.
Y sería, that's all.
Okay. He has a very limited history of discipline.
Tiene muy limitado su historial de disciplinaria.
With one major on July 17, 2017.
Con un ticket major
en julio 17 de 2017. For a positive or refusal to your analysis.
Por ser positivo o se negó a dar una prueba de orina.
Yo no tengo ticket. Se equivocaron esta vez.
He said he doesn't have any tickets.
Yeah. I was going to finish. It looks like that ticket was reversed.
Yeah, he said that they made a mistake on that ticket.
Tell him this is his second hearing before the board.
Can you repeat that again, please?
This is his second hearing before the board.
Esta es la segunda hearing que tiene antes de ir al board. Antes de ir al... Esta es la segunda hearing que tiene de que lo están escuchando sus partes de caso antes de ir al board.
He has no letters of support from family, friends, or the community.
No tiene cartas de la de su familia o de miembros de la comunidad.
Fíjese que recibí, bueno, nada más, pero de ahí no, ya no me escribía, no me escribieron.
¿No la no volví a escribir?
De nuevo, ya me escribí.
Okay. Would you be able to describe what the board is? So I can describe it to him in Spanish, please?
What the board gave?
No, the board in general, so I can explain to him, because today is the second hearing before the board date.
Okay. And he wants to know what?
He wanted to know, he needs to find an explanation of what he's coming up to or what his
the board date. The board is considering whether to release him on regular parole or absolute discharge.
El board va a ser cuando lo van a, eso lo van a decidir si lo van a dejarlo salir con parole o va a ser absolutamente sin parole. Y eso cuando ya salga en su fecha de salida, el board está a decidir si usted va a tener parole o no va a tener parole.
Okay, very good. Okay, officer, this is where we begin the questions. So, ask Mr. Gonzalez if he can tell us about the crime and why we should consider releasing him on parole or granting absolute discharge.
Dice que se le puede explicar el crimen, y que usted explique por qué considera que usted puede salir con parole o absolutamente sin descargado de parole. Cuando ya salga, absolutamente lo van a soltar sin parole.
Sin
parole. Dice que se puede explicar el crimen para que lo escuchen ellos, y también la razón por qué considera usted que puede salir con él o
siempre me van a deportar. Deportado por Guatemala.
¿Eso quiere preguntar?
Sí, yo voy a ser deportado por Guatemala.
Okay, pero si sí puede explicar ahorita el crimen y también dar una explicación por qué piensa usted que lo debe deportar sin parole o con parole.
Es mi crimen, es correcto.
Es como todo está revisando si.
Okay. And why does he think he should be released on parole?
Porque piensa usted que debe considerar cuando salir con parole.
Probation,
so we'll have to explain the difference between.
No. He does have two different forms of supervised release. He has parole that he's being considered for, and he also has lifetime probation, which is managed by the county and the courts.
El probation está manejado por el condado, por la corte. Esto va a tener por vida el probation. El parole is, what is the parole managed by?
By the state of Arizona, and his parole, not his probation, has an end date. That would be in February of 2023 if he was released. Does that make sense?
Okay. Dice que el parole está manejado por el estado de Arizona. Y ese va a tener fecha de vencimiento febrero de 2023, el parole. El probation va a tener por vida. Ese está manejado por el... Eso es la diferencia entre el parole y la...
Okay.
So, quiere que le explique usted a él por qué va a ser... La razón por la que usted puede ser considerado a tener probation.
¿Y qué es parole, señorita?
Parole es cuando tiene alguien todavía revisando su caso después de que sale, asegurándose que usted se reporte con ellos.
Y aunque esté yo en mi país.
He's asking if he's going to be deported, if he still has to report to the parole.
Well, I'm going to speak to you for just a little bit, officer, and then help me find the right language. But whether or not he's deported from the United States is actually a decision that's made by the federal government. So this gets a little confusing, but he's got three issues. One is parole by the state. He's got lifetime probation from the courts managed by the county, and his deportation issue will be handled by the federal government. We have no control of his deportation. This board.
O sea, que usted es deportado, eso sería el gobierno federal. Ellos no tienen nada dicho en eso. So, eso es aparte. Hoy lo que están terminando es el parole. ¿Sí entiende la diferencia?
No entiendo mucho qué es el plan, pero digo que no entiendo mucho más. Yo pensé que es la aprobación o la deportación.
He's saying that he doesn't quite understand the fact that he's going to have parole after his release. He believes that he was going to have this hearing for to see if he was going to be deported. I already explained to him that deportation is the federal government. That's going to be their decision. As of right now, this hearing is to see if he's going to have parole after his release. So he's not quite understanding that.
Well, again, there's three separate jurisdictions involved, and this board is only concerned with his parole revolving around his prison sentence, which according to the state will end in February of 2023. But after that he has to deal with lifetime probation, and the Department of Justice will decide whether or not he'll be deported to Guatemala. Sure. I'm trying to simplify this, and it's complicated.
El probation lo va a tener por vida. So, ahorita lo que tienen que considerar es, él está pidiendo una explicación a usted, pero él considera que le deben de dar la libertad condicional o cuando ya salga va a tener la libertad condicional. So, ahorita lo que está tratando de definir es, desde su punto de vista usted, ¿por qué considera usted que es mejor que salga con libertad condicional o sin libertad condicional?
Sin libertad condicional, porque sin libertad condicional es cuando uno se está reportando uno, ¿verdad?
Sí, cuando no tiene.
Cuando no tiene, entonces es mejor eso para mí.
¿Entonces considera que es mejor
usted? Sí.
He's saying that he'd rather have his release without parole.
Okay. If he wants his release without parole, he's going to have to wait until February of 2023.
To be released?
Yeah, because that's his final sentence end date.
Dice que si no dará el parole, la libertad condicional, entonces va a tener que estar encarcelado en la prisión hasta febrero 23. Si usted sale antes con parole, la libertad condicional, if he does take parole, would there be a possibility for him to be released prior to?
Yes, that's what we're voting on today, as to whether or not this board believes that he can safely be transitioned to parole, which is a supervised release, which will last until
February 27, 2023. Están considerando si ustedes salen antes de su tiempo. El parole, el libertad condicional, va a ser supervisado porque usted el tiempo que la prisión lo va a hacer afuera tomando supervisado. Eso saldría antes de aquí de la prisión. Es lo que estoy tratando de considerar.
O sea que yo salgo y me tengo que reportar.
Sí, él va a ser supervisado, va a ser una salida y van a estar supervisándolo fuera de aquí.
Fuera de aquí.
Sí.
Fuera de aquí, en mi país.
He still keeps going back to that. He keeps going back to him thinking it's going to be in his state, in his. He's thinking he's going to be deported, and they're going to supervise his parole there.
Okay. Whenever he is eventually released from prison, deportation is going to be handled by the federal government. We just can't comment on that.
Okay. So, mira, eso, can you give me a second so I can explain to him
sure.
this whole process again?
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, González. Esta pregunta que están haciendo es para considerar si usted sale antes de su sentencia cumplida y si sale antes, va a ser con libertad condicional, o sea que van a supervisar durante el resto del tiempo que le faltaría en su sentencia. Entonces, por ejemplo, si usted saliera antes de su sentencia cumplida, lo van a supervisar afuera de esa institución, lo van a supervisar hasta febrero del 2023. Si usted no considera el parole, no considera quedarse con Pablo después de su salida, con la supervisión después de su salida, entonces tendría que estar encarcelado en su prisión hasta febrero del 2023. ¿Sí entiende la diferencia?
Sí.
Si sale con supervisión, puede salir antes de prisión, pero no va a estar usted va a estar supervisado por alguien de su pro. Va a estar supervisando. Si usted no considera esto como una opción, entonces va a estar en prisión hasta el 2023. Febrero 2023.
Aunque yo esté deportado siempre.
La deportación es aparte. Eso es, son tres diferentes jurisdictions. Haz de cuenta que esto es estado por el Estado.
Sí.
La deportación, eso es gobierno federal. La deportación, eso va a ser después, ya hasta cuando ya nos saquen, el gobierno federal va a determinar si usted va a ser deportado o no. Ahorita lo que están viendo es nada más considerándolo usted para el pro. Es como una oportunidad para usted poder salir y ser libre, pero va a tomar a ser supervisado hasta el febrero de 2023.
¿Y me dejan aquí en los Estados Unidos?
He is asking if he does get released with parole, if he's still going to be here in the United States.
This is getting interesting, Doc. I don't know what to say other than that he's obligated to finish his parole. So,
está obligado a terminar su tiempo de supervisión hasta el 2023.
Officer, he's obligated to finish his parole with the state of Arizona, his supervised release.
Usted está obligado a terminar su supervisión con el estado de Arizona hasta febrero de 2023. ¿Sí entiende eso?
Sí.
¿Sí entiende?
Officer, I'll say this too, just out of respect to Mr. Gonzalez, that regardless of how we vote today on whether we release him to parole or consider absolute discharge, to talk to his CO3 about the difference between parole, probation, and deportation.
¿Usted ha hablado con su case manager acerca de la diferencia entre probation y deportación?
Este, allá muy poco se mueven. Aquí hablo mucho, aquí nos llaman a la señorita, pero allá donde vengo muy poquito. Pero sí, yo firmé ya para la deportación.
He's saying he does talk to his case managers. He explained that when he came from, he didn't talk to them a whole lot, but here he has been communicating with them. But he goes back to the fact that he already signed for deportation.
Okay. Well, again, that deportation will be considered by the federal government and not this board.
Sí, tiene que la deportación es considerada por el gobierno federal, no en este. He acknowledged.
Okay, so if he is released on parole under the supervision of the state of Arizona, what is his plan?
Si usted lo deja en libertad con supervisión del estado de Arizona, ¿cuál es su plan de usted?
Ir a mi tierra. Tengo mucho tiempo de no ver a mi hijo. Lo dejé de 16, de 6 años.
He stated his plan is to go back home to his country and see his son.
Okay. I think that's pretty much what he stated in his plan. Ask him if he has the ability to take sex offender treatment while he's in your facility.
He tenido la oportunidad de tomar tratamiento en cuando ha estado en esta prisión, en esta unidad, para el sex offender. O sea, como tiene un crimen sexual. ¿Se ha tomado usted tratamiento para eso? ¿Aquí en esta unidad?
Fíjese que aquí es donde he estado en la escuela, pues.
¿Pero ha sido específicamente tratamiento para, por ejemplo, por el crimen que tiene de abuso sexual?
No sé, no, casi no. Durante 3 años llevo estar aquí, ¿no?
¿No ha tomado tratamiento aquí?
Tratamiento, así que lo llevan a uno o un doctor o un pediatra.
¿No ha tomado clases aquí?
He tomado clases.
¿Pero son tratamientos para específicamente para el abuso sexual?
Sí, para sex offender. Sí, ahí están diversas culturas y otras, no más que la otra. En uno me dio un título, me dio el título, en el otro no, porque hoy terminamos las clases.
¿Qué clase era?
Y el otro día se fue el maestro y no me dieron el título. Pero sí hemos recibido clases.
¿Y
usted dijo que había estado tomando clases? I'm sorry, what did you say, officer?
He said he has been taking classes here on this unit. When I asked him what to specify on the classes that he's taken, he goes back to cultural diversity and also how to treat his family, but he doesn't specify if he has taken any for any sex offender programming.
Okay, officer, I'm going to ask a quick question of our Community Corrections Hearings Officer. He's not engaged in the program, but he's in the room, and I'm going to ask him a quick question, okay? Mr. Turner, is there a means for foreign language speaking inmates to receive sexual offender?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I just want to be fair to Mr. Gonzalez. Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Okay, so Mr. Gonzalez, I don't have any questions from the other board members.
Dice que no tiene ninguna pregunta de los demás personas que están en el board.
tell Mr. Gonzalez we're getting near the end of this hearing. Is there a... Well, go ahead.
¿Están llegando a la conclusión de su hearing? Hearing out.
Okay, is there a final statement he would like to make to the board before we vote on this decision?
¿Hay algo final que usted quisiera preguntar antes de que tomen una decisión? ¿Una decisión final? No, ninguna pregunta que quisiera preguntar.
No further questions. Okay. Tell Mr. Gonzalez the board is going into discussion. And officer, you're going to have to relay discussion to Mr. Gonzalez so that he hears what we're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The board is now in discussion. For the moment, I'll try to keep it simple. Mr. Gonzalez does not have much in the way of a release plan. He has no family or community support that we know of.
No tiene familia o alguien de la comunidad que le esté ayudando.
Here in Arizona.
Aquí en Arizona.
Okay, considering the heinous nature of the crime and his lenient prison sentence, I'm not finding Mr. Gonzalez suitable for supervised release.
No lo está considerando elegible para poder tener para ser soltado con prolongo con supervisión.
But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Yes, Honorable Ms. Gilbert-Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I believe, based on what we heard from Mr. Gonzalez, that at his first opportunity, he will go back to his country and not remain in here to complete his sentence. So I would not be in favor of release.
I agree with you, and I think in my attempts to simplify my statement, but I absolutely agree with you. Any further input from my fellow board members?
Sure, Green.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And officer, you can relay this.
Yes, sir.
My motion before this board is to deny regular parole or absolute discharge and based on the years of the offense, I'm asking for a 1 year set off.
Can you repeat the last part, please?
I am asking for a 1 year set off, which means he won't be appearing before this board again for another year.
So, basado en el tiempo de cargos, le van a dar la oportunidad de tener este giro otra vez hasta después de un año entero, para poder ir a adaptarlo otra vez. ¿Entiendes?
¿Y ir allá con ellos?
No, aquí.
¿Aquí otra vez?
Aquí. Sería difícil para poder tener esto otra vez, con la consideración. Va a tener que esperar un año más para poder.
Muy bien.
Okay, thank you. And that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Again, I asked for when you're set off, release type denied is regular parole or absolute discharge, 412A/411. My reasons for denial are as follows. Serious and violent offense. And officer, I'm reading the reasons for the denial, so you may want to communicate them.
Okay. La razón es porque lo negaron el la salida con color. Esto que es un crimen violento. Acknowledge.
Okay. Serious and violent offense. Serious and deviant offense. Trauma to the victim. Age of the victim. Serious bodily injury.
Lack of
programming.
No tenía suficiente programa. No tenía un plan para salida.
And no family or community support system.
Y no tenía familia o alguien en la comunidad que le ayudara o le pusiera.
Okay, officer, you can relay to Mr. Gonzalez that the board has voted to deny his parole or absolute discharge.
El board de Tala ha considerado negarle la salida con parole o absoluta salida.
And that he'll be scheduled for another hearing in approximately 1 year.
Y va a estar, lo van a hacer una otra prueba en aproximadamente un año de ahora.
Okay, then this is going to conclude our hearing. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez, for appearing before the board today.
Este concluye la hearing. Gracias por.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. This will end our hearing.